East Palestine, what a story that continues to play out, and who knows for how long for the people in that area. I've come across a fascinating podcast that really is some wonderful audio explaining the situation, what has led up to the situation, and where we're at, and possibly where we're going. Derailment disaster crisis in East Palestine. Jared Watson and Priscilla Watson kind enough to join me about it this morning. Jared, Priscilla, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Glad to be
thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Priscilla, let me start with you. First of all, this this is kind of personal to you guys, right?
It is personal. I mean, we live 15 miles from East Palestine, and this is a small community down here in the Youngstown area. So, you know, there's people in East Palestine who work at the grocery store that we go to down the road. So it is very personal because of proximity, but also, you know, just because we care about what happened to everyone who lived there after this derailment. I mean, it's just, it's a terrible situation. And we thought we could use our skill set as storytellers to sort of like bring more attention to East Palestine, because, you know, the news cycle, they were there for like a month and then poof, everyone's gone.
Jared, on those skills, let me set this up. You guys, in listening to the podcast, you'll understand they've got some wonderful experience with audio. Jared, you and Priscilla have kind of done this thing before, right?
Yeah. For me, I started at the high school station here in Struthers, WKTL, which is now 90.7 The Summit out of Akron. They, you know, run those airwaves.
Yeah.
But once I left there, joined the military, and that's where Priscilla and I met, was in Italy, and I hosted a morning radio show, Good Morning Vietnam style, and she was there working in the news section, and we both eventually, you know, moved to different parts of that network, of that station, in television, in front of the screen, behind the screen, on air, off air, you know, you name it, we've done a little bit of everything within the broadcast world.
The podcast, again, is Derailment Disaster Crisis in East Palestine. Jared Watson and Priscilla Watson with me. Guys, let me start this way. I'm in the news business. I'm paid to pay attention. I'm disappointed in myself a bit as this story played out that weekend. It happens on a Friday night. It's almost 9 o'clock. I don't know that we ever, I say we in the media, shame on us, knew, had any understanding of how big of a deal this was over the weekend. Jared, did you have that feeling at all as you watched reporting on this?
Well, initially, I wasn't sure what to think. It was surprising. It was something you don't see every day. And, you know, you wait the first few days and you look at the response and you think, okay, it seems like they've got this in order. It's nothing that anyone needs to get overly worked up over, right? But then as time went on and some of the decisions that happened, it started to unfold in a way that made you a little nervous, especially when they, you know, detonated those rail cars and did the controlled burn. And that evening, we were told to shelter in place up here in Mahoning County because the winds changed and because the ceiling for the sky lowered. So my backyard had a haze in it and I could smell it out my front door. So it became very, very real at that moment. You know, we've only got a few cornfields between us from here in Poland to East Palestine. At times it can feel forever away, and then it can feel very close as well.
Priscilla, I mean, you're living this. My sense, though, is all of a sudden the community of East Palestine has to begin, or at least they're asking to trust a lot of people they don't know, that they've never seen before, that are coming into their community. They see this disaster, but this group says, don't worry, we got this. That's a big step to take, that trust level, Priscilla.
It is. And I think, you know, they're still left kind of frustrated and confused today. They're not really sure who to believe, what to believe. They're not getting straight answers from government agencies. They're not getting straight answers from the railroad company, Norfolk Southern. And so I think they're just sort of like, you know, what's next? What are we supposed to do now? Should we leave? Is the water safe? Is the air safe? And you have independent researchers coming in and giving them different answers. So they're just not sure what to do with the information. And then, you know, on top of that, after the derailment happened, you had every media outlet in the nation in this small town, converging on this small town. And, you know, it was really nerve-wracking, the whole thing. And shortly after the derailment and the tracks were put back up, trains were running through again, which was really unnerving for residents too.
Yeah. You know, this this train was scheduled, or actually went through Cleveland. My goodness, if this would have happened here. It's a bigger media market. I mean, Jared, you know what that means. And maybe there's some more immediate attention, sadly. As you, again, the podcast is Derailment Disaster Crisis in East Palestine. Jared, as an investigative reporter working on this, you've got a couple episodes together. Frustrating putting this together? Are you yourself finding answers to the questions that you think that people have?
Some. But not as many as I would like, and not always the answers I'd like to hear. I'm going to wrap up another episode by the end of today that should be out tomorrow that I've been working on for a week. And I've got two more to produce after this, that will be storytelling into the last one. And it's each one is emotionally draining. I found myself in tears after the first one because I didn't know. It was exhausting putting it together. I didn't know the direction. It was something that Priscilla and I had just decided to do. Like, I can't just sit here. I have to do something. Mm-hmm. And once that first story came together, it was, you know, eye-opening and a realization of we've got to do a lot more of these. There's not enough answers here, and we need to get some more. So that's how we kind of devised the strategy to build these episodes and to do the deeper digging. And the frustrating part is, one of the researchers put it best. His name's Andrew Welton, and they've spent probably with man hours more than $100,000 out of their own pockets, right, from Purdue University, coming back and forth into town and testing people's well water and testing soil. And his comments were, he's worked these issues in the past with the EPA and with other government agencies. He doesn't understand how there is such a lack of leadership. And that seems to be at the core of all of this. The EPA will say they're taking points, but then they defer things to Norfolk Southern. And when you defer things to Norfolk Southern, you sit there and you wonder, how is the arsonist in charge of putting out the fire? You know, it doesn't make sense. You get phone lines up for people to call in and to get some help, and they're sent in circles and told, no, we don't do that. You need to call this person. They call another. So again, some of it just feels almost, you come to a point where you wonder, is this being done like this on purpose just to wait out the community? Or are they really this inept because there just is an absolute lack of leadership, and the amount of control that Norfolk Southern still has, even today, within the community and the response is mind-boggling.
It is truly the dark side of the U.S. rail industry. Jared Watson, Priscilla Watson, the podcast, several episodes up, more to drop soon. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio app and others. Derailment Disaster Crisis in East Palestine. All the best to you two in your personal situation living there, but thank you for doing the work on this and informing the rest of us. Thanks much, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks
for having us.